Dr. Norman Swan joins us again in 2014. Norman, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Today you're talking about genotyping. What is genotyping?
So genotyping is, this is the trend towards getting your genes tested, finding out what genes are normal and abnormal in your body. People get it done when they've got cancer, and there's an increasing trend to knowing what's in your genes. And this was to some extent, so people have been talking about the cost of this going down and down. So when the genome was first sequenced, however many years ago it was a cost of $3 billion to do the total genome sequencing. Now it's come down anywhere between 15,000 and, depending on the quality and detail of it, down to about $15,000. And the wife, or the ex-wife, of Serge Brin, the founder of Google's, Anne Wojcicki, who's a doctor, created this company called 23andMe, offering a $99 genotyping.
$99? That's $99. A big difference between $15,000 and $99.
Because it's not a sequence. It's what genotyping is, and consumers don't actually realize this, that genotyping is actually almost like a shotgun approach across the gene sequence in your body, in your chromosomes, looking for single, essentially you've got the genetic code, which are paired across the DNA, and you can get one change in the genetic code called a SNP, a single nuclear polymorphism, long word, long phrase, but essentially it's one little abnormality. And they look for multiple versions of these little abnormalities, these little SNPs they call them, and it's much cheaper than doing the whole sequence. And what they've done, there is research which associates abnormalities in these single abnormalities, in these single polymorphisms, these single SNPs, and if you put them all together and do some big data crunching, you can come up with some semblance of genetic risk. So what 23andMe were doing...
So to get all of that for your $99?
Yeah, you get a saliva test, you send it off, and you get they look at it about a million SNPs, and then they send you back a long list of what your genetic risk is.
Which sounds like a recipe for terror rather than certainty.
You are absolutely right. So Peter Marks, you know Peter Marks well.
We
are the technology commentator.
Our technology guru.
Got his 23andMe done, and we are interviewing him on the program tonight. But the Food and Drug Administration in the United States have stopped 23andMe marketing because they're worried about exactly what you're saying. Because while genotyping is actually quite accurate, the interpretation is not necessarily accurate because the science is not necessarily there to say, well, you're going to get restless leg syndrome in 20 years' time.
Because an indicator is not a confirmation that you will.
Yeah, or even the pattern is so complicated, this pattern of SNPs that might, that your pattern is going to be indicating 5% extra risk, 50% extra risk. It's almost meaningless. And the science that sits behind it is pretty shaky. So you get a list of these things. And on the website for 23andMe, you can go in to find out the reliability of their prediction. But you could get a prediction which actually doesn't mean anything. And here's the rub. In Australia, we have no genetic non-discrimination legislation. So if you go off and get your genotyping done, you're actually obliged, if you're applying for life insurance, to tell your life insurance company.
To provide it.
But the actuaries at the life insurance company have no more idea than you about what your risk is. So what are they going to do? 23andMe says that you've got a 15% increased risk of rheumatoid arthritis.
And something else perhaps.
So they're going to put all those exclusions in? We don't know. And it's probably in the interest of the community that we actually do get some genetic testing done. And not far from now, it'll cost about $1,000 to get the proper sequence done, not the genotyping, the whole sequence done, and predicting your risk of certain diseases through life so that you can intervene, so that you might know as a, you know, when you have a baby, this baby might be at significantly increase of coronary heart disease. Therefore, when you're bringing up this child, you're going to be pretty careful about what you feed the child, for example, rather than being terrified.
So there are real good medical, sound medical reasons for wanting to do it, but best not to sort of treat it in a cavalier way or like a quick takeaway test.
That's right. And also we need some protection so that you don't get people not doing the test because they're worried about the life insurance implications later on. So it's an important story and it's on tonight's Health Report.
It's The Cutting Edge with Norman Swan. Thank you so much, Norman. Dr. Norman Swan, you can hear him with more on genotyping. Peter Marks too, by the sounds of it, on the Health Report this afternoon, every afternoon on Mondays at 5:30, right here on RN.